News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Let's talk about e-scooters right now. They've dominated the conversation this week. The Taoiseach said he's leaning towards a complete ban. The Taoiseach said he would keep an open mind on an outright ban on e-scooters. But is an outright ban the only option that's left? Shane O'Donoghue, editor of CompleteCar.ie, and Sive O'Neill of the Irish Times, both with us on the line. Shane, where are you on the idea of a ban? Should it happen?
Morning, Jonathan. It feels like it's an extreme measure to do a complete ban, but I don't know if we have many options open to us. The issue is, well, a few issues. One massive issue is enforcement. We have already got a set of regulations in place and they're not being enforced, and they're very difficult to enforce, in fairness to Gardaí. You know, you need to be over 16, you're not supposed to have a passenger, the e-scooter is supposed to be below a certain power, and they're not supposed to be on footpaths. Now, these things are clearly not being enforced, and it's very difficult to do, and I can't see, no matter how many Gardaí we throw at the problem, that we will ever be able to enforce these things. So what do we do? The next question is infrastructure. We don't have segregated infrastructure for cyclists, never mind e-scooters. And that's something that will take decades to improve. Our streets are so congested as is. And, you know, so therefore, we have this interim period where we have e-scooters sharing the road with cars, with cyclists, and everything, but then taken to the footpaths. So basically, the infrastructure doesn't work. So it feels like, because of the injuries, because of the tragedies, the deaths, that do we have a choice? I can completely see why it's been called, why a full ban has been called for.
I was driving the other day on a suburban road in my car, and a teenager came towards me, popping a wheelie, would be what we would have called it back in the 80s, on this thing, going probably at about 25, 30 kilometres an hour. And I remember thinking, if there was ever a ban needed, it's for that guy.
This is the issue, you see. The vast majority of people use these as ways to get to work. They are brilliant. You know, it's called micro-mobility. It's a great complement to public transport, no matter how good your public transport is. It is a good thing in theory to have another option for people. It's very cheap, easy way to get around. You know, they're easy to store, relatively speaking, in comparison to a car or a motorbike, and cheaper to run. But there is a small minority that, you know, cause the antisocial behaviour caused by it. They enable a whole other sector of antisocial behaviour, of course. And the Gardaí seem powerless to stop them. That's the biggest challenge I think we have. And unless somebody comes up with a way of doing that, I don't really see what we can do other than, you know, stricter measures again, which are being talked about.
Sive O'Neill is back on the line. Morning, Sive. Can you hear us?
I can. Thank you, Jonathan.
Where do you stand on this idea of a ban? I mean, even if it is a temporary ban until we get our head around this.
Well, I think it's wrong and not very helpful to frame the debate as a choice between leaving things as they are and introducing a ban, because we already have legislation, and Shane has described it quite well there. We've got primary legislation and detailed regulations governing who can use the e-scooters, how old they have to be, how they have to be constructed, and where they might operate. So the question isn't about a legal framework. We have that. It was well, you know, considered at the time and quite detailed and prescriptive. The problem is really one of enforcement. And I would say, and I did lose the call at some point, and I heard Shane say that if we threw any number of Gardaí at it, it would still be impossible to enforce. And I just wonder about that, because I don't think adequate policing resources are being directed at road safety issues in general.
I agree with you, they're not. But if a guard was with me, and I don't know if you heard this part, where the teenager popping a wheelie on a suburban road, I mean, if a guard was standing next to him and pulled him over, I'm not sure what the outcome would be there. But if somebody did it on a motorbike, you may be sure that the guards would take serious action. So I'm with you insofar as that the law might be written down, but we have to enforce it at the same time. And I just don't agree that it is being enforced.
I don't think it's being enforced either. And I do think there is a dimension to this, which is to do with criminality. And that is a matter for policing. And I think
that's
the Oireachtas and the minister...
Stupidity as well as criminality. Now,
yes, but you'll always have that. And like, let's just remember that it takes zero political courage to scapegoat teenagers misbehaving on roads, because they have always done that. And I remember a time long before e-scooters and e-bikes and scramblers were a problem on our roads, teenagers doing wheelies. That is not new. So we're talking about a particular situation where you have young children and or a degree of criminality abusing e-scooters that are often modified in a way that allows them to go at even faster speeds. And so really we need a targeted set of measures that is to do with increasing the level of resources to the Gardaí, but also enforcing at the point of sale, Jonathan, because how are these things making it onto the street in the first place? How is it that retailers are still selling these? We know everywhere in our communities where the shops are that are doing modifications and selling e-bikes and e-scooters that may not be compliant. We all know exactly where these shops are. They're really visible. So and why isn't there a degree of
almost advertising.
That is
one way of doing it. Shane O'Donoghue, if I can go back to you, the reason why people don't pop wheelies on motorbikes anymore is probably because they run the risk of penalty points because they have to have a license. And I would argue that rather than a ban, should we start doing that? Should we start licensing these things? If you don't have a license, then it's just taken off you. It's simple as that. If you do have a license and you do something stupid, you get your penalty points and you risk being put off the road, not just for your e-scooter, but for your car as well.
I mean, I think there's some merit in that idea. It will obviously, if we did that, it would increase costs, increase complexity of getting on the road on these things, but perhaps that is the only way. And it isn't. I think you've identified it quite well there. If you, as you say, pop a wheelie or do something wrong in a car or a motorbike, you have a registration plate to go back on, you have a license, etc. With an e-scooter, you don't. There's no way of capturing it. And I think that the nobody issue there is a guard can't pull somebody over on an e-scooter. It's almost impossible. If somebody on an e-scooter wants to get away from a guard, they're gone. They're not going to be able to be stopped and they're not traceable. So that is probably one of the major issues here.
Can we look at that as an option, Sife? And this is an interesting point raised by a listener. The government should have a buyback scheme to ensure we get them all off the road. We need to kind of start from scratch on this, have a licensing system and have it in a way. So maybe there is merit in saying we need a ban temporarily so that we can do it properly.
I don't see how a temporary ban is any different from a permanent ban in delivering the road safety measures that we need. It is a question of enforcement capacity and road policing. I have to say, I find as an active travel advocate and as a road safety advocate, this whole debate so frustrating. We know for a long time that we've got an increase in the number of deaths and serious injuries.
But you're a responsible member of the community. I wouldn't expect you to be driving around pulling wheelies or doing 40 kilometres
if you wouldn't mind, just let me finish here, because it's easy to zero in on one particular aspect of the problem and ignore the complexity. And the complexity is really important because we have a road safety problem in general. We have a small portion of that is to do with, you know, illegal vehicles, scramblers, e-scooters, modified e-scooters, and yokes that are dressed up as e-bikes but are really scramblers or e-mopeds. Now, these are all problems and they need to be addressed as road safety issues. And Shane actually mentioned the need for infrastructure, and we certainly can't wait decades to have segregated infrastructure. If we want to make our streets safe for children to use, and it is important that it's safe for children to use because they're losing out on healthy opportunities to be independent and to get around safely, especially in the summertime when they have all this time off school. So what are they to do with themselves? I mean, they will opt always for the fun things. They will opt for speed. They will opt for things that are fun over things that are legal. And, you know, children can't be expected to understand the law. So we have to regulate at the point of sale, and we have to dedicate the resources to police our roads to make them safer.
What about the things that are out there already? What about the bikes that are already in the system? Yes, I agree with you 100%. Regulated point of sale.
But Jonathan, this is the point I'm making. It comes back to enforcement. There is an area area of Dublin where there's a particular problem with illegal e-scooter use, shall we say, and that's speeding and reckless behaviour. And according to one of the local councillors, there's just one Garda squad car dedicated in that area. So the amount of Garda resources available for road policing has absolutely fallen off a cliff in the last decade. And that's what we need to be interrogating. What are the road policing resources and what do we need? What are the operational guidelines that Garda are being given? And I'm not talking about pursuit now. I'm just talking in general.
Why is it that our road safety issues
are not being policed? And I think if there was a greater attention to that particular aspect of the problem, we would be able to achieve improvements in road safety for everybody instead of just focusing in on this one area, which is a problem, but I think it is targetable.
And is it a sledgehammer to crack a nut if there's a total ban? Sive O'Neill, climate and environmental researcher, Shane O'Donoghue, editor of CompleteCar.ie.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.